1040 on WTOP, the SATs are being completely revamped again. The goal now is to level the playing field for students who can't afford the high-priced review courses. Joining us live now as we go in-depth on this is Bob Schaefer, Director of Public Education at the Standardized Test Watchdog Group, Fair Test. Bob, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Now, the perfect score will once again be 1,600 on the test, and students will no longer be penalized for wrong answers. Talk about these changes. Do you think they are headed in the right direction?
Well, they are two of several changes announced by the College Board yesterday that will make the SAT look more like the ACT. And the reason for that is that the ACT has overtaken the SAT as the most widely administered standardized test in the U.S. So this is largely a marketing move to try and reposition the SAT so they can regain market share.
One of the big complaints about the other SAT test, the previous one, or the one that's still there until those changes actually happen, is that to prepare for it, you have to actually learn strategies if you're playing some type of a game rather than increase your knowledge base.
That's right, and the changes in that area announced yesterday won't have any impact. The College Board, which has long said test coaching doesn't work, is now going to launch a massive test coaching program with CalCon and video test prep. But the fact of the matter is that free SAT prep has long existed. Your listeners can go to number2.com right now and sign up for free test prep. There are many free and low-cost test prep things available. It will not change the fact that well-to-do parents will still buy their kids a leg up through personal SAT trainers, tutors who cost $500 an hour, and special courses that cost $15,000 to $25,000 to boost their scores.
So you don't see this in any way as leveling the playing field for test takers?
It may slightly level the playing field by making basic test prep available to all students, though those books have largely been in high school libraries and school guidance offices for many, many years. But it will not change the fact that those with means will buy themselves much better quality test prep and further boost their scores.
If the College Board came to you today and said, Bob, listen, we're going to let you make one change, whatever you want to make in this test, what would you do?
Well, what we do is ask the College Board to crack down on the many schools and scholarship agencies that misuse test scores, that have cutoffs and minimum scores in violation of the College Board's own guidelines. What Fair Test most favors is test optional admissions done by many schools in your listening area, including American University, in which test scores are not required since they're not very good predictors. High school grades, high school class rigor, they are the best tools that admissions offices have to determine which kids are likely to graduate.
As you look at the changes, Bob, that are coming on board, what would be your recommendation to parents? What should they do to help their kids now?
Well, they need to look at how the test is going to change and get their students the kind of test prep that best mixes with their son or daughter's learning style and the parent's wallet. It might be free test prep, or it might be even more rigorous. And they should definitely look at the list of test optional schools, more than 800 in the country, that are on our website, fairtest.org.
Bob, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the time, guys.
Bob Schaefer is Director of Public Education for Fair Test.